But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the loss to the Baltimore Ravens is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Morning.
What's going on?
Jerry?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Jerry?
Sorry. I got to confess, I'm still a little drunk this morning. As you know, there are two kinds of drunk. There's that happy restroom strippers running around your suite kind of drunk.
Yeah.
And then there's the, oh, Lord, we're back to the Dave Campo days, and I'm going to leave this world with only three Lombardi trophies drunk. Let me guess. let's have you guess which one I am this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
It's bad. It was bad, I tell you.
Well,
hold on, gonna be sick.
Oh, oh no!
Oh God!
Well, it's hard to know where to start. But why don't we start with that offense that just can't seem to get anything going, especially in the first half?
I know. It was, I think it starts with the game plan. I think our offensive game plan looked about as effective as a condom purchased at a newsstand at the Little Rock Airport in 1995. You want to ask me how I know that one? Do you guys realize that the most expensive quarterback in the history of the NFL couldn't find the end zone for the first three quarters of that game yesterday?
Yeah, we were watching.
One thing I have noticed, it seems like the more I pay these fellas, the worse they play. The only way that we could be playing worse right now is if I'd given a big contract to Micah and extension to Mike McCarthy. That's the only way we could be playing where we'd go 0-17. But I swear, Mike McCarthy on my S list.
Really? Oh, is he?
Yes. When they show shots of Coach Grimace over there on TV on the sidelines with his play sheet up in front of him. Looks like he's scanning a Denny's menu, trying to decide between the Oreo cookie shake blast and the pancake puppy banana bonanza. That just makes me angry seeing him.
Well, he's your coach.
Yeah, you hired him.
I know. Yeah. So for all those people who say that I never admit a mistake, I'm admitting one now.
Oh, my gosh.
And our running game, boy, that continues to ride the short bus to school, don't it? You know, in retrospect, it might not have been the best strategy to keep hitting the snooze button on the run game during the offseason.
Right.
I'm halfway tempted to see if old Brandon Aubrey can run the football or catch any passes out of the backfield, because he is the only bright spot I find these days.
He's a miracle.
He's a miracle. He is a miracle. And better than Zeke at doing anything.
Oh,
anything. And have you fellas noticed that old C.D. Lamb's hairdo kind of looks like Chinese food or something?
There's a lot in it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Kind of stuff hanging out of it. It looks like some girlfriend got pissed and threw a cup of lo mein at him or something.
It's pretty crazy.
What's going on with that? You need to go with that job.
You think?
That's why I think you need to start doing that CeeDee Lamb looking hair.
Okay.
Got trinkets hanging out of it and all that. And speaking of funny hair, doesn't Derrick Henry look like he's got a bunch of Halloween decorations stuffed up under his helmet?
Yeah, but man, he ran all over your defense yesterday.
He sure did. And I didn't care for Mike Zimmer's opening strategy for the defense of letting the Ravens score easily to give them their offense a false sense of security early on. That was a mistake.
I don't think that was a strategy.
And for the first couple years of his career, everybody was saying Micah Parsons might be the next Lawrence Taylor.
Yep.
Now we're finding out he's next Bob Brunick. That's who he is.
I'm the bad player.
I think I'd take Bob Brunick right now.
I think I would, too.
He won Super Bowls.
Did you see the look on Micah's face yesterday when he was sitting on the bench?
Yeah.
Looked like he'd just lost all his money on a Tom Brady crypto investment or something. And you know what's sad? This is what's really sad.
What's that?
Even if we had declared Mozzie Smith inactive before yesterday's game, his stats would have been exactly the same.
Well, how do you pull out of this two-game tailspin?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You're asking me. I ain't good at pulling out of anything. Just ask gate agent.
All right.
Okay.
Jerry, you can't talk like that.
Y'all keep asking me questions. Let me ask y'all a few. This is totally unrelated.
Okay.
But do either of you have any, either of you have Bill Belichick's cell phone number?
No.
Correct line. All right. Do either of you happen to know if Luka Doncic knows how to throw a football?
No.
He might.
Damn.
He's a good passer.
I tell you what I need to do. I need to call Roger Goodell and see if he can arrange it so we can play Cleveland Browns a few more times this season. They're the only ones we can beat.
No, you can't reschedule.
All right, I got to get Veruca to her ballet class.
All right.
Good morning.
Morning. Have a good week. There goes Jera. 8:49 on the ticket. All right. Does the fourth quarter comeback mean anything? Next.
The Cowboys haven't won a home game in 8 months after the Ravens dropped Dallas to 1-2.
You said the final score looks good. That's where we are with this team.
I know. When they lose,
if it's close, then everybody feels like it looks good.
It's a week-to-week league, and this isn't a good week.
And again, exploiting the outside on the Cowboys with ease.
So not only was the Cowboys defense allowing Baltimore to just run wild on the ground, but they were also not covering receivers. That's a bad combination.
That's a terrible combination.
We're cramming more Cowboys HSOs into a short week on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, temperatures are still really hot here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and that's tough on your roof and your attic. Got to make sure that the insulation is there, that it's venting properly, and Firehouse Roofing will come out and do that for you. It's the Firehouse Attic Diagnosis for just $55. They will make sure that you're not wasting your money on energy inefficiencies. The Firehouse team will create a custom ventilation and insulation plan because without proper air circulation up there, that attic can start to develop moisture. That can lead to mold and maybe premature roof failure. Plus, your AC is working harder than it needs to, and that adds to your electric bills. So if you decide to have this Firehouse Attic Diagnosis done for $55, if you move forward with any work, they will waive the cost of that attic diagnosis completely. So have them come out to your place and take a look. You can go to firehouseroofing.com. That's firehouseroofing.com. Schedule an appointment today.
Don't get burned. Get a firehouse roof.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back-to-school era can come at any age, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In store or at mybobs.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
When you pull up to game night in the all-new Camry, but it's actually bingo night.
Mini golf, anyone?
It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
New year, new savings at Sweet Deals. Save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment deals. And don't forget to check out our amazing travel packages. Take advantage of huge savings today at SweetDeals.com. That's SweetDeals.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast.
Let's get inside of Zach Braff. What is one piece of advice you wish you received early on in your career?
That if you don't go all out for every single audition, 10,000 people are. And I can just tell you, if you're an actor listening, that you just, your lottery ticket is very limited. The other people have a whole lot more lottery tickets.
That is profound.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Lois Lane's here. Erica Durance. Hi, Erica.
It had to be nerve-wracking. What was your first reaction?
When I first read it, of course, they included the part of the scene where Lois gets up there and she thinks she's doing really great, and then she bails on stage. It was supposed to be comedic, but then they just cut out the comedy, and then I just looked like a stripper, which isn't a bad thing, but it was what my aim was.
Binge seasons 1-4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Guitarist Steve Howe of Yes on the making of Fragile, the birth of Prague.
I was trying to think about playing the guitar without any blues cliches. The golden rule on the Yes album is there would be no do-do-do-do-do-do.
And that was what ended up making it quote-unquote progressive, is if you ignore cliches, then you're headed forward.
That's right.
Rolling Stone Music Now. Wherever you listen.
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
Let's see, something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Donna and her friends were excited to check out a new spot for game night in her Toyota Camry. Until they arrived and realized that this particular game night was bingo night.
B14.
So Donna and her friends regrouped in the Camry and plotted a winning move to a mini golf course for some tried and true fun. Competitive drives. It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cowboys fall to the Ravens at home, 28-25, now 1-2 on the season. Mike McCarthy with a message to the Dallas fans.
We're a work in progress. I stood up in week one and said the same thing. I didn't feel like we were nowhere close to where we needed to be in week one, and we clearly got some things that we're going to work on.
It's a quick turnaround for the Cowboys playing the Giants Thursday. Cowboys captain to kickoff, 5:30 on the ticket. Cowboys postgame afterwards. NFC East Giants head into the short week on a 21-15 victory over the Browns. The Eagles outlast the Saints in New Orleans 15-12. They're 2-1 on the year. Around the NFL, Geno Smith and the Seahawks 3-0, beating the Tua-less Dolphins 24-3. Rams mount a comeback against the 49ers for a 27-24 win, and the Lions hold the Cardinals to under 300 yards in a 20-13 win for Detroit. There's two games on Monday Night Football tonight. Jaguars on the road against the Bills at 6:30. Bengals hosting the Commanders at 7:15, with full coverage of that game starting at 6:30 right here on the ticket. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin, Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK-FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
It's the Musers, talking sports and all that implies, along with the funniest cast of characters on radio, and a little muse in the news, too. On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Get into the eye here, Henry, sweet spot right off the top.
Got the Musers on a Monday as we hit the 9 o'clock hour. Monday morning quarterbacking during the corner coming up here at 9:15. Especially at that point in the game, didn't it look like a high school game with how Baltimore dressed? And then that touchdown run where it looked like, you know, a high school team that's got the big running back and no one has anyone who can tackle him.
Yeah.
The Cowboys kind of look like high school kids trying to tackle him at points yesterday. Derrick Henry with a big game, and Baltimore runs over Dallas. There was a comeback in the fourth quarter after being down 28-6. And once you're down 28-6 in the fourth quarter, you are cooked. But the Cowboys came back with three touchdowns and 191 yards of offense, 19 points. They got an onside kick. They caused a three and out, something really they hadn't done all day on defense, and they just kind of came alive in that fourth quarter. So now you're left with, okay, what does that mean? Well, they were obviously very desperate, and there's both sides of that coin to where, yeah, Baltimore is not playing probably the same coverage that they were, where they just mugged CeeDee Lamb and anyone else on the outside and put all sorts of different types of pressure, sometimes just a four-man rush on Dak. But the other side of that is when the other team knows you have to pass, a lot of times your quarterback can get teed off on. And not that Dak had a lot of time to throw. He still had to scramble and step away from pressure, and sometimes he still took pressure. Does the fourth quarter comeback mean anything? In the grand scheme of things, I guess no, because they lost the game and they've got to put the pieces back together and get ready to play on Thursday. The only thing where I would say it could mean something is for an offense that's been really inconsistent, even the Cleveland game where they really didn't do much in the second half, and they missed some opportunities in that first half, too, against Cleveland. It's not as if they were a well-oiled machine. Maybe it showed them that that's the best way to go right now, that this notion of running the ball, and we're about to hear Mike McCarthy's theory on what the offense needs to do, I'm not saying totally scrap it. I was kind of joking last week when I said, hey, just go to more of a run-and-shoot attack, put four receivers on the field, and occasionally run it just to keep them honest, but you throw first and you throw a lot, maybe not 50 times, but I'm thinking 40 times. And if you're paying your quarterback and your receiver that much money, shouldn't that be your plan of attack anyway?
Well, the head coach disagrees with that. He said after the game that he thinks they need to run more, and that the reason they haven't been able to do better on the ground is they're not getting enough attempts. So his game plan going forward apparently is not going to be have Dak throw it 50, 55 times a game. I think that's a bad idea anyway.
I said 40. I think anytime you go over 50, you're asking for trouble for any quarterback.
Well, as Ryan showed last week in the stat, it's over 40. If Dak gets to 40 attempts, what's his record now? 8-19?
Yep.
So that hasn't been a recipe for success in the past. To your argument, they have no running game whatsoever.
I'm just saying, instead of wasting your time on 1 and 2 yard gains, why not?
McCarthy seems dead set on still trying to do something on the ground. But to answer the bigger question, does that comeback mean anything? In my opinion, absolutely not. The Cowboys are masters at distributing fool's gold. And if anybody's buying into that comeback, you're just buying more fool's gold out of the Cowboys. It doesn't mean anything. In that playoff game against the Packers, the Cowboys got down 27-0. They ended up scoring 32 points. Did that mean anything?
No.
No. It doesn't mean anything. Baltimore is up in the fourth quarter 28-6. It would have required that comeback would have required the Cowboys to author their greatest comeback in franchise history. They had never come back from down 22 points to win a game. So it would have taken the greatest effort ever. And that comeback also was helped by a really questionable roughing the passer call. Otherwise, the Cowboys are probably off the field. It was helped by a couple of other Baltimore calls. And I think by Baltimore just doing what we always see teams do at every level when they get a big lead, just relaxing a little bit. No, we got this one.
Sure.
We're up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. No, that doesn't mean anything. And if anything, that comeback is just disguising. I think Donnie said on the post game last night, it's lipstick on a pig. It's just disguising the real problems here. What tells you all you want to know about the Cowboys are the first halves against the Ravens, the Saints, and the Packers. 3 of the last 4 games have been disasters in the first half. That's what you need to focus on. Anybody focusing on the comeback, that's what Jerry does. That's what Jerry said after the game. Well, I like what we saw late, and we can build on that. Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, regardless of what we think about it, it better mean something to them as an offense. And I think to whoever is in charge of the game plan, mainly Mike McCarthy. I think Brian Schottenheimer has a hand in it. And regardless of how many times we're talking about Dak throwing it, I think they have to look at that and think, all right, this is the way we start games. It is what Dak was. I thought that was telling what Dak said about, well, I think we moved it well because we went to our 2-minute offense, and in your 2-minute offense, you have the plays that you're most comfortable with. Well, where are those plays at the start of the game? I mean, that should be your base offense, and some of this lamb was not even in there. So maybe it didn't mean a darn thing, but I think Tolbert can play a little bit. I think Brooks can play a little bit too. I think they can get open, and maybe it's up to the quarterback to find them. But instead of coming out and thinking, okay, we got to be balanced here. Here we go, Rico. Here's your carry. And man, until further notice, it is screens. It is 4 wide. It is, we are a passing attack offense. And then maybe if you establish that, and you should be able to with a quarterback that you're paying as if he's really good and a receiver, hey, Lamb's got to get with it. He is not. You can say what you want about Dak, but for a quarterback who doesn't have a ground game, who has a questionable offensive line, and who's, as Dak mentioned it after the game, there's some guys who are not in the right spot, and we're going to game number 4 here.
A couple of things there. Tolbert and Brooks, you say, can get open. Then why can't they get open until the games are out of hand?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they weren't getting open in the first 3 quarters of these last 2 games. So why can't they get open then?
Well, I'd say that would help. Some of those plays I think you're wasting with a ground game. And again, this is from someone who does think you need to run the ball. But I think this team is an exception to that. They're not well suited to run. I'm not going to say they can't run, but they're not well suited to do that. What I'm suggesting is going to the strength of your team and not be too concerned about, well, second and eight, let's give Donald a little love here. No, let's get the ball downfield and let's go.
But with an offensive line that's been sketchy so far and two rookies, if you are just telling the opponent, we're not even going to try to run, isn't that going to get your quarterback killed at some point?
No, because I'm not saying you're throwing it 30 times and running zero, but in other words, in like yesterday's first possession of the game, you know, it's like every second play or third play, two plays in a row, you got to run Dowdle. And we keep hearing this balance. Well, I just don't think we're running enough. Man, I don't know. I would come out slinging the thing with a game plan that includes maybe a little more motion, maybe show some things that you haven't, something, because whatever it is right now is your offense is stuck in mud.
I'm all for changing it up, trying anything.
This sounds really like disgruntled, dumb fan, but you know, Rico Dowdle showed him at least a little bit of something yesterday. I think Hunter Lipke showed them a lot. You don't have anybody dynamic on this team. He's not a savior, but maybe give him some run. And he showed yesterday that he can do something in the passing game. I think he'd give you more than Dalvin Cook.
The only thing that I will say that I saw that was positive about the comeback, again, I don't think it means anything, but I at least did see fight out of the quarterback. I never see quit out of Dak. I don't think I've ever seen quit out of Dak. I've seen quit out of pretty much everybody on defense at some point in these last three blowouts.
I think so. Like, and give up an 88 yesterday.
I've seen give up an 88 more than just yesterday. But I've never seen give up out of the quarterback. So at least they've got a quarterback that will fight to the bitter end. He may not be playing very well, but he will at least fight to the bitter end. So that's about the only positive I take out of the comeback. Otherwise, that comeback meant absolutely nothing.
We'll see, because they're back out on the field here in just a couple of days against the Giants.
We'll see, and here's the problem, because the Cowboys always beat up on bad teams. Nobody thinks the Giants are a good team. So if they beat up on the Giants Thursday, then everybody's going to make the connection that there is really no connection. They'll say, well, see, it was the comeback.
No.
It righted the ship.
Yeah.
The Cowboy offense then went out and it'll just be them doing what they always do. They can't beat the good teams, but they can make the bad teams look really bad.
Hey, where they are right now, I think anyone would take a win over any Carolina. Of course, I don't know how bad they are now. They beat the Raiders, who beat the Ravens the week before. So that's the other thing about this league. It's just there are no layups. Any week you think, okay, I can just roll over this team. It's just not that way in this league. All right, up next, we got Monday Morning Quarterback.
We absolutely have to do it. 888-787-1310.
The Cowboys haven't won a home game in 8 months after the Ravens dropped Dallas to 1-2.
And Dallas's three best players, Lamb, Dak, and Parsons, all had subpar games. That's not good when your three best players don't come to play.
The Cowboys looked weak and weary.
They cannot find any footing in the running game to even try to mask anything else on this offense. It's really bad.
We're cramming more Cowboys HSOs into a short week on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Imagine being able to choose an energy plan where you didn't have to choose between free nights or days or weekends. And what if that plan gave you free energy every month whenever you're using it the most, like during our hot Texas summer, cold Texas winter? Well, that's where Live Your Free from TXU Energy comes into play. TXU Energy Live Your Free is the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy whenever you're going to use it the most.
You're working from home during the day, that's when the energy will be free every day all month long. If that changes at any point, start using more energy at night, your nights become free automatically. It's Live Your Free, 100% personalized to you and your changing energy needs. Only offered from TXU Energy. Just go to TXU.com for more details. That's TXU.com for TXU Energy. Live your free.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey, because your back-to-school era can come at any age, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. With affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Craig, wouldn't it be cool if our favorite Dallas sports teams could, you know, like rent a star player for the playoffs or something?
You mean like add an ace pitcher or all-pro quarterback, but they're not on the payroll for the season?
Yeah, exactly. Just rent them when it matters most.
That would be pretty cool and save the teams a ton of money.
Well, our friends at Sparks Engineering let you do just that. You can rent a team of experienced Sparks engineers for a single project or long-term.
So if you're struggling to hire for technical or engineering skills, you can call Sparks and rent some engineers.
And these are Texas-based engineers in their Dallas and Houston offices who will work on your project for a limited time instead of being on your payroll for years.
And Sparks has all the engineering equipment, so your company doesn't have to invest in all that pricey stuff.
See what Sparks can do for your company at sparxengineering.com. That's Sparks with an X.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In-store or at mybobs.com.
What makes a Carnival cruise fun? A picture-perfect beach day at Cozumel or a tropical adventure to Mayan ruins with snorkel excursion for good measure. A delectable surf and turf at sea. Topped off with craft cocktails at Alchemy Bar. Now, get some Z's. You never know what tomorrow will bring. Why? Because no one does fun like Carnival. Carnival, choose fun.
Ships Registry, Bahamas, Panama.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donna and her friends were excited to check out a new spot for game night in her Toyota Camry. Until they arrived and realized that this particular game night was bingo night.
B14.
So Donna and her friends regrouped in the Camry and plotted a winning move to a mini golf course for some tried and true fun. Competitive drives. It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hey, Craig, wouldn't it be cool if our favorite Dallas sports teams could, you know, like rent a star player for the playoffs or something?
You mean like add an ace pitcher or all-pro quarterback, but they're not on the payroll for the season?
Yeah, exactly. Just rent them when it matters most.
That would be pretty cool and save the teams a ton of money.
Well, our friends at Sparks Engineering let you do just that. You can rent a team of experienced Sparks engineers for a single project or long-term.
So if you're struggling to hire for technical or engineering skills, you can call Sparks and rent some engineers.
And these are Texas-based engineers in their Dallas and Houston offices who will work on your project for a limited time instead of being on your payroll for years.
And Sparks has all the engineering equipment, so your company doesn't have to invest in all that pricey stuff.
See what Sparks can do for your company at sparxengineering.com. That's Sparks with an X.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features.
You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In-store or at mybobs.com.
The Ticket Ticker.
The Cowboys dropped back-to-back home games after a 28-25 loss to the Ravens. Dak Prescott actually happy to have a short week.
Yeah, it's always better on a short week, win or lose. Just being able to get right back to it, not being able to celebrate a win or dwell on a loss. Understanding that next game's just as important. And I told the guys, some of the guys in the locker room, let's get to it.
Next up for the Cowboys is the Giants on Thursday. Cowboys countdown to kickoff at 5:30 here on the Ticket. Cowboys postgame afterwards. Elsewhere in the NFC East, Giants get their first win of the year, 21-15 over the Browns. The Eagles move to 2-1 after beating Saints 15-12 in New Orleans. In the NFL, the Chiefs are undefeated 3-0 after a 22-17 win over the Falcons. Malik Willis leads the Packers 30-14 over his former team, the Titans. The Colts get win number one on the year, 21-16 over the Bears. It's an NFL doubleheader tonight to wrap up the week. 2-0 Bills hosting the 0-2 Jaguars at 6:30. And tune in at 6:30 here on the Ticket for full coverage of the Commanders on the road against the Bengals. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin. Sports Radio 96.7 13's in the Ticket.
Greg McElroy invades the Ticket with his college football HSOs. Tomorrow at 11:55 during the Invasion with Donovan Lewis and Matt McLaren. Brought to you by NovusTexas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
And David Moore, our ranch reporter from the morning news, stops by at 9:35. He was at the game yesterday. His take on Cowboys-Ravens. Right now, it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by A1 Locksmith Security and Safes. Thank you, Craig. And, of course, you, the P1, get to talk about the Cowboys game. 888-787-1310. Who knows? We may even be asked a question about a particular award that Giorgio invented. You just never know.
Never know.
Crystal, one of our good P1s, emails and says, have they stopped highlighting the artwork at the stadium during broadcast, or have I just developed an immunity and can't hear it anymore? Interesting. I think you're right, Crystal. I don't recall.
Yesterday. What about last? They showed it last week, didn't they?
I don't remember making a point of that we talked about it.
Usually we always do the
mention of the artwork came in the second quarter, whatever time. I usually do that. I didn't do it last week. So maybe they didn't. Mm. Maybe they're done with that. Maybe their contract with Jerry has expired. And the fact that they were required to talk about it. But we asked Joe Buck about that once, didn't we? He said no.
Yeah, I guess they've just done a good job of convincing the producers, hey, this is an interesting note about the stadium.
But how could they convince them for every single game, every single week?
I don't know.
It was just kind of crazy. This comes to us from P1 Jeff. He says, I'm sure none of you are watching or listening to the Purdue at Oregon State game on Saturday night.
I did actually watch like 10 minutes of that game.
Really?
Yeah.
But the OSU quarterback was yelling out, here we go, before every snap.
All right.
And just like the Cowboys, the Beavers got blown out 49-14 the week before.
Off.
So, please don't let it become a thing that filters down to the youth.
Yeah, let's go back to Downset Hut. That's so much better.
Well, I'm not saying it's better. That's kind of boring, too. But it's just, it's a drainer. The, here we go.
I still support it.
Why?
Because.
What's so great about it?
Everything.
Okay.
You're not going to find me pumping up Dak next year.
Oh, see there? You said you weren't going to. We weren't going to find you pumping up Dak, and here you are.
Just here because that's the cadence. That's not, I mean, I'm pumping them up.
Brad wants to comment on something that Tom Brady said that we pointed out in the O-Deck this morning at 6:15. And that is that Tom is using the same word that I hear a lot of people saying these days, which is verse, when they mean verses. The old pronunciation of the word used to be verses, and now people just say verse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Dallas verse Baltimore. But Brad says, listen to you guys talk about it. I don't know if you've heard this version of it, but my sons and their teammates use it as a verb.
who are we versing today?
Oh, no.
Huh.
When do we verse the Bobcats?
No.
Oh, no.
As a coach, I never corrected them, always just answered the question. This would have been 13 to 14 years ago to give you an idea of how long these this word has been messed with. That's the way he worded it. But yeah, the word is changing. It's now changing to just verse, and you can also use it as a verb. Who are we versing today? When wow. do we verse
no,
the Ravens?
Don't say that. That just means like you've never watched sports before. If you say
no,
that. Yes, it
the
does.
Words change.
Those are both
oh
wrong.
No,
they should.
Words change, and you cannot have an opinion on it, or you are
well, I
yelling
have one,
at clouds.
And I bet Junior does too. Have you ever said, who are the Sooners versing next week?
No.
Nobody ever talks like
that. Makes you
that?
Sound like a sports
Everything's
idiot.
Everything's wrong with
no,
that.
No, it doesn't. It sounds great to me, actually. I love it. I love it. Another thing that I was wondering at, in the O-Deck this morning at 6:15, as I was observing the game and giving you your blue ribbon observations, which I do every Monday after a Cowboy game, or Tuesday if they play on Monday night, or Friday if they play on a Thursday. Yeah. Casey talks about players' mouth guards. And I was wondering if some players, because I noticed a lot of them out there playing in the middle of the play, they had their mouth guard dangling from their face mask.
Why?
And I was wondering, are they forgetting to put it in, or is that now a fashion statement? And if it is a fashion statement, are they wearing a regular one up under it? Well, he says, my son plays high school football, and I can confirm that the mouth guard is a fashion piece for many players. Just about every skill position player wears a clear, small mouthpiece that you don't really notice while having a next trend brand dangle from their face. NXTRND is the brand name. Dangling from their face mask. And they usually choose a random color mouth guard, not in their standard uniform colors. So it is a
fashion
statement.
I remember hearing last year it's a
statement.
Thing, but I don't understand it.
That doesn't make sense.
I guess it kind of looks cool because it's dangling from the helmet, but it seems like it would just distract you and bug you.
Yeah.
But we're humans. We trick up everything.
That's the way you like it.
Yeah, it is. P1 Nick says, you guys need to do yourself a favor and watch Mozzie's reaction time on every snap. He is still in his stance as the O-lineman is driving him into the ground. He has Guinness Book level world record slow reaction to stimulus around him.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't doubt it, as ineffective as he's been.
We'll have to look for that. All right, let's go to the phones, and we will start off with David and Wiley. You're on the ticket.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sick and tired of watching a football team with no passion because they don't have a coach with passion on the sideline that'll light them up when they're not getting after it, and they don't have a coach on the sideline with passion because the owner couldn't have someone on the sideline who will try and run the team so he can stay out of everything.
It's losing
this
steam.
Guy is the worst.
Let him go.
Go ahead, David.
Come
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Yes, please. David?
Am I still there?
Yeah,
yeah you're going.
Am I still there?
I'm sorry. That's all I got to come up. The deal is, you can't make personnel decisions. Jerry's got to be a part of it. And the artwork at the stadium, are you kidding me? That's not what football is about. It's just such a joke.
Fake
the guy
energy.
That should have been saying is Dak Prescott. Dak has had the right attitude the whole time.
Yeah.
They need to flush all of this down the toilet. And build a stadium and a new team in Dallas proper.
Okay.
In
all
Dallas
right.
proper? Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot you're wanting them to do within a week. Let's go to Corby in Corinth. You're on the ticket.
So, when Dallas plays the Giants the second time this year, are they reversing them?
Right.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got no problem with it.
Yes.
Bring it on. No, I like it.
Stupid.
But the real question I had was, and it's not going to be what I think you all think it's going to be. It's about Dalvin Cook. Can he not get 3 carries for 7 yards?
Maybe, he may be. What?
Where do we stand on him? Why is he not?
Well, I think we don't think he's going to be much better than Zeke, but at this point it's worth trying whoever they've got on the roster. I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why not make Trey Lance your starting running back? Isn't he the best runner on the team?
Yeah.
Daniel in Fort Worth, instant reaction to Craig's point.
Mic drop.
Craig, go with it, man. Go with your gut. Call him up. Two questions. Craig, is the uniform czar nearby?
Yes.
What were the Saints doing yesterday?
Did you guys see the picture that I posted on Twitter?
Yeah, so one of the guys had a different colored jersey.
Two offensive linemen, number 70 and number 62. The yellow numbers were bright yellow, and everybody else on the team had like a pale gold number.
What?
And as I said, that is beneath an NFL team.
One of the DBs had that too.
And one of the DBs did. To not have your uniform numbers all the same shade, that's actually happening in the NFL.
See, I would think that a team would get fined for something like that.
Maybe they will.
Because otherwise you can just start putting guys in all different kinds of colors.
It's ridiculous. It reminded me of Little League, you know, when you're just only have so slapping many together uniforms, and maybe this kid's got a really old one, it's faded.
Yeah, your second question.
Well, thank you so much for asking us to award the Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Game. It's the most prestigious weekly award in the NFL. Once again, it's going to be tough to hand this thing out this week because the Cowboys laid another egg. I don't think anybody on offense is really deserving, although we did consider Jake Ferguson coming back from injury. He played really well yesterday, but nobody on offense really made a difference, and nobody on defense made a difference.
Hey,
at
I had
all.
An idea since the award.
Shut up. Shut your fool mouth.
So,
shut up.
Since nobody on offense or defense is deserving, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Game is nobody from the offense or the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it is that handsome Cowboys place kicker, Mr. Brandon Aubrey. Congratulations, Brandon Aubrey. A 65-yard field goal, the second longest in NFL history. He was 2 for 2 yesterday. He has now made 15 straight field goals of better than 50 yards to start his career. That is an NFL record, and he is your Hot Fried Georgie Player of the Game for a second straight week.
Pow. That is amazing.
Pow.
Yay! Congratulations. There you go. Monday morning quarterback.
There you go, B.A.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:30 on The Ticket. Coming up next, our ranch reporter from the morning news, David Moore. He was there yesterday. We'll get his take on the Cowboys' loss.
Don't call him B.A.
The Cowboys haven't won a home game in 8 months after the Ravens dropped Dallas to 1-2.
There's nothing feel good about the fourth quarter about what happened because they were not showing a lot of fight for a long damn time in this game.
No response from McCarthy's men.
They have so much going on wrong that they can't all get on the same page.
That's what we were saying after the Green Bay playoff game. They didn't seem to be in sync at all.
Right.
We're cramming more Cowboys HSOs into a short week on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, the Cowboys will have another game day on Thursday. Every weekend is a game day if you're a football fan. Don't let a broken AC or plumbing issue stop your watch party. Call A-Number One Air today for a free service call with repair. And there's no charge to come out when A-Number One Air repairs that AC, plumbing, or electrical problem the very same day. You can schedule an appointment anytime. They're available 24/7. A-Number One Air just wants to keep you comfortable.
And if you're tired of replacing or repairing that AC system, how about replacing it with a 2025 model? New AC unit now with A-Number One Air's low financing, 0% financing for 5 years. Most customers will qualify. Only takes a minute. Just give them a call at 800-NEW-COOL. Over 5,000 five-star reviews at A-Number One Air. That's 1-800-NEW-COOL or online anumberoneair.com.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back-to-school era can come at any age. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, Bob's Dare.com/allstar.
It's time for Bob's Dare to compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare. In-store at mybobs.com.
Hey, just the socks. Thanks.
Great. Name, birthday, email address, shipping address, billing address. How many fire hydrants do you see? How'd you hear about us? Can we text you?
Forget it.
If your online store doesn't use Shopify for checkout, your customers will just, well, check out. Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other leading e-commerce platforms. That means fewer abandoned carts and more for your business. So switch to Shopify at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
Donna and her friends were excited to check out a new spot for game night in her Toyota Camry. Until they arrived and realized that this particular game night was bingo night.
B14.
So Donna and her friends regrouped in the Camry and plotted a winning move to a mini golf course for some tried and true fun. Competitive drives. It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Putting on the Airs. Join redneck comedians Trey Crowder and Corey Ryan Forrester, two good old Southern boys, as they learn about and analyze fancy people and their culture. Half redneck, half posh. 100% fun and entertaining. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Guitarist Steve Howe of Yes on the making of Fragile, the birth of Prague.
I was trying to think about playing the guitar without any blues cliches. The golden rule on the Yes album is there would be no do-do-do-do-do-do.
And that was what ended up making it quote-unquote progressive is if you ignore cliches, then you're headed forward.
That's right.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
What would you do if your online store converted 36% more shoppers? You could take 36% more vacation.
Another pina colada?
Yes, please.
Open a new retail location with 36% more square feet.
Fantastic.
Hire 36% more help.
You're hired and you're hired.
Shopify has the world's best converting checkout, up to 36% better than other e-commerce platforms. What you do with those extra sales is up to you. Switch to Shopify today at shopify.com/Westwood1 and get a $1 trial. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
MU Mustangs football is on the ticket. The Florida State Seminoles roll into Gerald J. Ford Stadium to battle the Mustangs this Saturday. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Brought to you by Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join the millions of people funding groundbreaking research and providing crucial resources for those facing breast cancer. The Susan G. Komen Dallas, North Texas Race for the Cure is Saturday, October 19th. You can register now at komen.org/Dallas Race. Ending breast cancer needs all of us. All right, it's 9:38. Time for the Ranch Report with David Moore from the Dallas Morning News and SportsDayDFW.com. It's brought to us by Milam and Green Whiskey. The Ravens beat the Cowboys 28-25. David was at AT&T Stadium yesterday. Well, that is three straight home games, David, for this team where they are just buried in the first half. I would say they have a problem.
Yes, I've been embedded with the team at AT&T Stadium, Craig, and I can tell you it hasn't been pretty.
Well, did that comeback mean anything to you in the fourth quarter?
Minimal. I mean, I do see some things off. And, I mean, things were going so poorly, and I would say it was bordering on demoralizing based off of what you saw in the New Orleans game. And then to extend that out, I do think – at least from an offensive standpoint, to show a little bit of spark, to give you something positive to work with going in on a short week. I do think there is a little something there, but I don't want to read too much into that fourth quarter comeback, especially since one came on a recovering an onsides kick, which I think the percentages are against, especially now that you have to notify the other team an onsides kick is coming.
Right.
I mean, just defensively, just look, for years when the Cowboys were successful, we talked about their winning formula. And what was it? Jumping out to an early lead, letting that defense rely on its speed and really get after the quarterback. And now these last two teams have reversed the script on them. They have shown they're not built to play, not only not play in these games, but not necessarily be competitive. And to me, that's the more disturbing aspect looking at it from the outside. It's, you know, you can have the flip, you know, the script flipped on you and still be competitive. But they are falling so far behind that these fourth quarter heroics are hollow. They really are.
Yeah, we talked last week and you had the number that the Cowboys were 12-2 under McCarthy in bounce back games. How disturbing was it that they were at one point down 28-6 in a game where even those of us who picked Baltimore thought Dallas would play better and it would be a really close game? How disturbing was it that they knew they needed to bounce back and they couldn't muster that kind of an effort?
Exactly. And that's the thing. And this is where stats don't particularly matter, right? Because, just like you had in the Green Bay game, I know some people will go, because again, you have to pick a side on Dak Prescott. You're either team Dak or you hate Dak. There's no in between, but they'll point to him and go, well, he threw for 379 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. It wasn't his fault. Well, what did he and the offense do early in the game where you could have changed the whole dynamic, competitive dynamic and fabric of that game? They did nothing. And when players gather and collect their stats matter as well, just not what the final line is. And offensively, you know, Mike McCarthy said it yesterday, they can't continue on this merry-go-round of having 9, 10, 11, and 12-yard drives and then settling for a 52-yard field goal.
Yeah.
So at least late in the game, they showed signs of being productive, but Baltimore was also, I mean, time was on Baltimore's side and they're playing Dallas differently to allow some of that yardage. And it's like, well, you did score here. And what, look, it took you 4 minutes. So how many, you know, you don't have enough time to make it all up. And all of that being said, I mean, if Dallas would have gotten a defensive stop on that final possession with Aubrey and his leg, I think there's a good chance this game goes into overtime. So I don't want to completely dismiss the fourth quarter comeback, but, just like, I mean, Dak threw for 400 yards in the Green Bay game. So what? what was his performance in the first 2.5 quarters when it mattered. And this was once again a total and complete team effort as long as you remove Brandon Aubrey from the equation.
There's something here, as we were just talking about it, you know, what does it mean? And Baltimore certainly was playing differently than they were in the first and second quarters, keeping everything in front of them and all that. But does any sort of light go off with McCarthy and Schottenheimer as to, I know he says they got to run it more, but man, I just, maybe you can't change who you are offensively 3 weeks into the season. But I guess what I'm suggesting is you do put more on the quarterback and, you know, until further notice, it's not going to be a balanced attack. It's going to be very heavy passing attack.
How can it be balanced at the moment?
I mean,
and you saw even when they fell behind, there was this insistence on, okay, let's run Rico on first down here, right into the middle of the line and get our 2 yards and then go from there. So the ground game has just been so ineffective, and it's not just, you know, it's not just Jerry Jones saying, you know, I don't know why y'all are asking me about this all the time. We're fine with our run game. McCarthy's basically saying the same thing, and it's just about attempts. Well, this is a chicken and an egg argument, too. Why aren't you getting more attempts? Because you're not getting anything in the ground game.
Right.
And I understand you don't want to abandon it completely because then the play action is taken out of the playbook, and Dak is a very, very effective play action quarterback. But I just don't see where any team is going to be threatened by their run game at the moment to make the play action work the way it normally does for this team.
They didn't run it that much yesterday, but the funniest run call was when they got backed up out of the red zone and it was first and 20 and they ran it for 2 yards.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious.
The crowd liked that one. The crowd did respond on that point
and
several other points.
I thought to myself, oh, okay, I guess that makes it a more manageable second and 18.
Yeah, now we got them.
What are you doing running there? Well,
and again, Jerry after the game talking about was pressed again on Derrick Henry, and it's just going like, well, yeah, you know, you like a mansion too, but sometimes you just can't afford it, and we couldn't. Okay, well, Derrick Henry has $9 million over 2 years. I mean, $9 million of his contract is guaranteed over 2 years. They got Ezekiel Elliott for $2 million for 1 year with like 1.6 guaranteed. Derrick Henry had 174 yards from scrimmage and 3 touchdowns, and Elliott had 6 yards rushing. So Henry had 25 times the rushing yards that Ezekiel Elliott did.
Yeah.
Well, how much is that worth to you?
Right.
You know? And I just thought everything about yesterday's game just brought it all back to the Jones family and Jerry and Stephen Jones and what they didn't do in free agency and the draft and the offseason. The run game, the run defense, letting Jonathan Hankins, your best run defender. And I understand that was you can do better than Jonathan Hankins, but they didn't.
Right.
And they let him go. They let him go to Seattle for $2 million and a $300,000 guarantee.
Ridiculous.
And then they don't address the defensive tackle until the end of training camp. So just and they're just willful. Hey, well, CD's not here in training camp. So what? It just means he's not hurt. And Jerry doubled down on that again yesterday after CD's game saying, Well, I'd rather have him healthy than all, you know, boned up from getting hurt in a training camp. So you'd rather have this version of CD Lamb than what we saw then last season?
Well, and that's the thing is, now we're talking about it 3 games in, but how much of this is fixable? And I don't think we want to know the answer to that because some of it I don't think you can. You can get better, certainly better.
Oh, sure.
But it's always.
And then it recurs against good teams late in the season, right?
Yeah, yeah. And when they, you know, square off against somebody who can really run it or really, you know, pressure the passer, then they're going to have problems.
I doubt they're going to give up 274 yards on the ground to the Giants on Thursday night.
Yeah.
I also doubt that Pittsburgh will get that total. But what's going to happen when Detroit's in here in a few weeks?
Oh, geez.
With those two running backs.
Yeah.
Or the 49ers if McCaffrey's healthy by then.
If they're all back. Yeah.
Well.
Or Atlanta with Bijan Robinson.
And be careful what you say about the Giants, too. Because they may just wear them out with Singletary and Daniel Jones. You know, until they stop it.
Sure.
You know,
why not?
Why not? Yeah.
I mean, what is it now? I think I don't have it right in front of me. I think it's 464 yards on the ground in the last 2 games.
464 yards of rushing in 2 games.
And 7 touchdowns. And 7 touchdowns.
Golly.
So, David, do you think, and this is the question that's being asked the most these last 2 weeks, is that a personnel issue or is that a schematic issue?
Well, we talked earlier about, and we were, I think, had a false sense of security coming out of the Cleveland game about how quickly this defense would adapt to the different principles that Mike Zimmer had. Also, he likes different, you know, athletic profiles, especially in the run game, than what Dan Quinn did. And sometimes it does take some time to make that transition. We're seeing that now. They're not disciplined. And I was struck last week where when Zimmer was asked about the run game and he said, look, I don't care who we have in there. If our nose tackles and our interior defensive linemen just do what I tell them to do, what we tell them to do in the scheme, this is going to work. So, and you heard DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons talk about players playing hero ball, which is another phrase for they weren't being disciplined with what they're asked to do. But if you asked an undersized quick player to be a run stopper all of a sudden, how effective is that going to be? So it still comes down to the types that you drafted and have on your team. And you have to start to question now, do they have enough players to efficiently execute Mike Zimmer's scheme defensively?
Yeah. All right. Short week to get ready for the Giants. We'll talk later this week.
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay. Thank you. That's David Moore with the Ranch Report. Check him out on the Dallas Morning News, Sports Day, DFW.com. We'll check in with the postgame dudes. The Invasion, next.
The Cowboys haven't won a home game in 8 months after the Ravens dropped Dallas to 1-2.
The issues are there and they are glaring. That this team has a ton to fix that goes all around.
The Cowboys can't take a punch. You know,
the offensive line isn't any good. They don't have good running backs. And they've got very little weaponry on the outside once you get past CD.
We're cramming more Cowboys HSOs into a short week on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
This is an ad from BetterHelp. As kids, we were always learning and growing, but at some point as adults, we tend to lose that sense of curiosity and excitement. Therapy can help you continue that journey because your back-to-school era can come at any age, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started. With affordable online therapy you can do from anywhere. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/allstar today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allstar.
It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. You get style. You get features. You get quality and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare in-store at mybobs.com.
When you pull up to game night in the all-new Camry, but it's actually bingo night.
Mini golf, anyone?
It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow, nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Lois Lane's here. Erica Durance. Hi, Erica. It had to be nerve-wracking. What was your first reaction?
When I first read it, of course, they included the part of the scene where Lois gets up there and she thinks she's doing really great, and then she bails on stage. It was supposed to be comedic, but then they just cut out the comedy, and then I just looked like a stripper, which isn't a bad thing, but it was what my aim was.
Binge seasons 1-4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.
the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Sweet Deals has an offer that can't be beat. Get instant access to Microsoft Office Home plus Business for Windows or Mac for only $39.99. This is a lifetime license valued at $219, an 82% savings. Supply is limited, so don't delay. Get your sweet deal today at sweetdeals.com.
The most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall. It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Spend less and have more with Sweet Deals today. You can save 50% or more on extraordinary restaurant, product, and entertainment and travel deals. Now that's sweet. Go to sweetdeals.com now to take advantage of huge savings. That's sweetdeals.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Guitarist Steve Howe of Yes, on the making of Fragile, the birth of Prague.
I was trying to think about playing the guitar without any blues cliches. The golden rule on the Yes album is it would be no.
And that was what ended up making it quote-unquote progressive, is if you ignore cliches, then you're headed forward.
That's right.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Inside of You with host Michael Rosenbaum, the bald dude from the show Smallville. Each week, Michael speaks with his friends, some of Hollywood's biggest names, and discovers they're not that different from us. Enjoy wherever you listen.
When your business information is missing or inconsistent across the internet, search engines won't find you, and customers won't either. Help ensure customers see you and not your competitors. Boost your findability. CumulusBoost.com. CumulusBoost.com.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Useful Idiots, an informed and irreverent podcast with journalist Aaron Mate and podcast writer Katie Halper. Join Matt and Katie as they examine important news stories that have slipped through the cracks. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
They say every dog has its day, but when your Lulu and your parents drive a Toyota Camry, every day is your day. The roomy rear seat is the perfect way to get to the dog park. Oh, that's the vet's office.
It's okay, Lulu. We can go to the park after this.
Whew, that's a relief.
You were so good in there. Let's get you a treat, too.
Backseat besties. It's a Camry vibe. The all-new, all-hybrid Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Every week, Michael Rosenbaum is getting deep with someone new on the Inside of You podcast.
Let's get inside of Zach Braff. What is one piece of advice you wish you received early on in your career?
That if you don't go all out for every single audition, 10,000 people are. And I can just tell you, if you're an actor listening, that you just, your lottery ticket is very limited. The other people have a whole lot more lottery tickets.
That is profound.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents the Believe family of podcasts covering the latest sports across all professional sports leagues and major college sports teams with current or former players hosting. Just search for BLEAV podcasts to find your favorite wherever you listen.
The most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents Grilling JR with the voice of wrestling's Jim Ross. Join us every Thursday morning as Conrad Thompson, the godfather of wrestling, grills JR like you've never heard before, uncut and uncensored. Enjoy wherever you listen.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, fall, and we want to help you make the most of it with a $1,000 fall fund. Head to our website to enter this national contest, and you can be one of five winners to take home $1,000 to spend on whatever your idea of fun is this fall.
Cumulus Podcast Network presents 83 Weeks with wrestling gurus Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson. 83 Weeks dives deep into the highs and lows of Eric Bischoff's unparalleled success in the wrestling business. Enjoy wherever you listen. The Ticket
Ticker. Ticker brought to you by Wellborn Garage and Higginbotham Insurance. Cowboys beat by the Ravens at home 28-25. Cowboys just 51 yards on the ground. Tyler Smith says the team just has to be better.
We got to execute. No missed assignments. No knowing our blocks. You know, it starts with me as a vet. Making sure we're all on the same page. Making sure we're pressing our aiming points. Making sure our leverage and things like that is right. It's really a simple answer, but it's just complex and it's execution. But it's something we got to do.
Cowboys turn around and play the Giants on Thursday with Cowboys counting to kickoff starting at 5:30. Cowboys postgame afterwards here on The Ticket. In the NFC East, the Giants take down the Browns 21-15 behind two receiving touchdowns from Malik Nabers. The Eagles pick up a win over the Saints 15-12 in New Orleans. Around the NFL, Sam Darnold leads the Vikings to a 34-7 win over the Texans in a 3-0 start. Steelers 3-0 themselves after a 20-10 win over the Chargers. And Bo Nix gets his first NFL win, 26-7 Broncos over the Buccaneers. Two games on the NFL schedule tonight, Bills versus Jaguars in Buffalo, a 6:30 kick. Starting at 6:30 here on The Ticket, coverage of the Commanders on the road against the Bengals. Ticker also a service of Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth, your local trusted financial fiduciary, 469-579-3500 or TrajanWealth.com. That is The Ticket Ticker. I'm Ryan Baldwin, Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket.
Get a rush hour respite on The Ticket during Afternoon Drive with Corby Davidson, Bob Sturm, and Dave Lane. This afternoon, 3 till 7 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, tomorrow we will be out at Tangle Ridge Golf Course in Grand Prairie. It is the Maestro Dobell D&M Open benefiting Special Olympics tomorrow. I do believe the entire Ticket team will be out there. So don't miss that. We'll talk to something funny Ed Werder, 755, about Cowboys, NFL. And right now, we're going to talk with... If you shoot that mother up one more time... There's a little bit of control here. Soda Weight Loss and Crest Luxury Cars of Frisco bring us our crosstalk.
No, you
didn't. You didn't make it.
No.
You guys want to stop over for breakfast in the morning? It's on the way. Tango Ridge, I have something cooking for you.
Yeah, we'll be there,
we'll
at,
be
four.
There at 4.
Okay.
What about right. eggs?
There's no way you'd get out of bed.
Dude, for you guys, I'd have something hot waiting
Twig
for
would
you.
Be so mad at us, waking y'all up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Man.
Okay.
You guys can sit over and we'll serve breakfast.
Maybe we'll just spend the night.
Sure.
Watch Monday Night Football, doubleheader together.
So crazy. It's so, and it's, they're doing it again next week.
Next week
two
also?
Two Monday night games, and I don't understand
they are?
It.
They're doing it again?
At least, I think that's what my four eyes, didn't, if they didn't deceive me. I think so.
Who's on the second game? If it's not Joe and Troy.
Joe and Troy on the second game. The Cincinnati,
well, who's on the,
Washington.
Okay, then the first game.
Oh. Last year they did,
was it Steve
Herb
Levy?
Street? Was it Steve Levy? And
was it?
Did they use Herb Street?
Herb Street, no.
Steve well, they Levy couldn't do him and... now since he's Amazon, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's still...
Well, that's I don't know. That's... I just... It seems
oh,
like...
it's NFL, though. Okay.
They promote... That's such a Joe Troy thing. We're the Monday night crew, and then you have another game, so... It's just odd.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do they do that?
And I don't know.
Oh! What was that? After school special?
That was funny.
Wait a minute.
That's good.
What's happening here?
That's good.
The Texas belt.
They shouldn't have them on at the same time.
Yeah, didn't they do that for a while where they would do it opening weekend and they would stagger them?
Mm-hmm. And tonight, I guess there's a 45-minute difference.
Okay.
Not this. Let's see here. We have...
They need to have other games on when the Cowboys play so you can jump over to that game.
Yeah.
Because by halftime, you know...
Chris Fowler, Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky, and Laura Rutledge will do the Jacksonville Buffalo game.
Okay.
And then Chris Fowler. Joe Troy and Lisa Salters for Washington at Cincinnati.
You want to have want me to give you a good tip about watching Chris Fowler?
Mm.
Whether he's doing a college game or a pro game, notice how punctuation doesn't mean anything to him. Run on sentences, it's just weird how.
Yeah.
Just notice that he ignores any and all punctuation.
He's a little vanilla, too. Like, he.